USA Radio News.
More details are being released surrounding the shooting in Chattanooga, Tennessee, after several parties exchanged gunfire, according to local outlets citing police. Authorities have confirmed six victims were transported to local hospitals. They range in age from teens to people in their 20s. Two of them had life-threatening injuries. A person of interest was reportedly in custody, and police said there were no ongoing threats to the public. Vice President Kamala Harris has called for a ban on assault rifles in the U.S. She stated that an assault weapon is a weapon of war with no place in a civil society. Her remarks came during a visit to Buffalo, New York, where she attended the funeral of a mass shooting victim who was killed. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
President Biden is invoking the Defense Production Act once again to address the baby formula shortage. Biden announced the move on Twitter in hopes of helping the Cargill company deliver the materials needed to boost the production of baby formula. It's the third time his administration has invoked the act in less than a week, which requires companies to accept contracts for purposes of national defense. Former President Donald Trump rallied for Harriet Hageman, who's mounting a primary challenge to Wyoming Republican Representative Liz Cheney.
Liz Cheney has helped the radical Democrat Party weaponize the national security state and law enforcement against MAGA and MAGA supporters.
Representative Cheney voted along with nine other GOP House members to impeach former President Trump for inciting the violence on the U.S. Capitol. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Texas lawmakers will be meeting with President Biden on Sunday on his visit to Uvalde. State Senator Roland Gutierrez saying a new school needs to be built in Uvalde, where 19 children were killed this week in a mass shooting at the local elementary school. This as people are demanding answers regarding a long delay for police to get into the classroom where the gunman shot and killed those children and two teachers. Kathy Gallardo Garcia is a teacher in Uvalde.
An hour and 20 minutes. Could the tragedy have been avoided? You know, period. If they had gone in right away, you know, would we be not having to deal with these deaths? To see the faces of these grieving mothers and fathers, brothers, sisters, grandmothers.
Ukraine says it needs more American long-range rocket launchers to fight off Russian forces. The Russian assault on eastern Ukraine intensified on Saturday, and reports say invading forces appear close to seizing all of the Luhansk region. Sunday is a very busy sports day, with Game 7 of the NBA Eastern Conference Finals taking place tonight in Miami. The Heat hosting the Boston Celtics. That game set to tip at just after 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And NASCAR drivers in Charlotte for the Coca-Cola 600, where the green flag drops just after 6:15 Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.